ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर सेकंड एंड टेक्स्ट वी विल रीड 5। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। गुरुन् नहत्वा हि महानुभावान् श्रेयो भोक्तुं भक्षमपि ह लोके हत्वार्थकामांसु गुरुन्निहैव भुञ्जीय भोगान् रुधिर प्रदिग्धान् गुरुन् नहत्वा हि महानुभावान् श्रेयो भोक्तुं भक्षमपि ह लोके हत्वार्थकामांस्तु गुरुन्निहैव भुञ्जीय भोगान् रुधिर प्रदिग्धान् गुरुन्नहत्वा हि महानुभावान् श्रेयो भोक्तुं भक्षमपि ह लोके हत्वार्थकामांस्तु गुरुन्निहैव भुञ्जीय भोगान् रुधिर प्रदिग्धान्।
श्रेयो भोक्तुं भक्षमपि ह लोके
गुरुन्ह त्वा हि महानुभावान् श्रेयो भोक्तुं भक्ष्यमपि ह लोके हत्वार्थकामास्तु गुरुन्निहैव भुजिंह भोगान् रुधिर Like to sing? Any Mataji? Try one of them. Mataji was sitting in front. Try. It, by practice, it will make you perfect next time. Try. You. Gurun, the superiors. Ahatva, not killing. He certainly. Mahanubhavan, great souls. Shreya, it is better. Bhoktum, to enjoy life. Vakshyam by begging, api even, iha in this life, loke in this world, hatva killing, artha gain, kaman desiring, to but, gurun superiors, iha in this world, eva certainly, bhunjiya, one has to enjoy, bhogan, enjoyable things, rudhira, blood, pradigdhan, tainted with, Translation and purpose by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the life of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood. Purpose. According to scriptural quotes, a teacher who engages in an abominable action and has lost his sense of discrimination is fit to be abandoned. Bhishma and Drona were obliged to take the side of Duryodhana because of his financial assistance. Although they should not have accepted such a position simply on financial consideration, under the circumstances, they have lost the respectability of teachers. But Arjuna thinks that nevertheless they remain his superiors, and therefore to enjoy material profit after killing them would mean to enjoy spoils tainted with blood. This statement spoken by Arjuna is speaking. We know in first chapter, when everything was ready, even green signal was given for starting the battle, at that time Arjuna raised his bow and hand towards the sky to stop this. Otherwise, fighting was about to start. Then, since he was one of the most prominent warrior of this Vedic trade, so everyone stopped. And then he requested, Arjuna requested Krishna to Ubhayo senayor madhe me mam ratham sthapaya. My dear Krishna, please sthapaya, please park my chariot in the middle of both armies. As long as I look them with whom I have to fight. I am going to fight. Before fighting, I want to see with whom I have to fight. This is my request from Arjuna. I want, please place my chariot in the middle of both armies so that I can see the person to whom, with whom I have to fight. I am supposed to fight. I want to have a look, glance, both party, my party and opposing. Krishna did, okay, you are the boss, superior. He was, Krishna was playing a role of chariot driver, like servant. Then Krishna parked or placed his chariot in the middle of both armies and told, Pasya etan samavetan kurun. Arjuna, you want to see the sea descendants of Kuru Maharaj in your royal family, all the Kuru, he was also descendant of Kuru. He took birth in the Kuru Vansh, Kuru dynasty, Arjuna also, all the Duryodhan and Yudhishthira Maharaj, everyone was, they were descendants of Kuru Maharaj. Pasya etan samyetan kurun, see, look, have a glance on this kurun. They have assembled to fight and you see. As soon as Krishna saw army, he saw his relative in both sides, my side, opposing side. As soon as Krishna saw the scene, immediately his heart was overwhelmed by grief. Paraya kripaya avishta. Paraya kripaya avishta. He was overwhelmed, was overcome by compassion, mercy, daya, feeling for the warriors who are going to die in the battlefield. And then Krishna, Arjuna described about his physical and mental situation. His body started to tremble, shivering, and some mind also, some the chakra, some something was here. He could not fix. Bhramati va chame mana. My mind is not in fixed, very shaking, shivering. Body, the shivering, and the mind, completely, my mind is completely perturbed, disturbed. And then Arjuna talks about that this fighting is not good. And then also he says, Vipritani nimitani chapasyami. Vipritani. I see some inauspicious women. Lakshan, apaskun, Hindi calls apas Sanskrit, nimit, women's, O-M-E-N-S, not like ladies one, women's means apaskun. Vipritani nimitani chapasyami. I see some inauspicious symptom, women's. So it is not good for fighting. O means apasagun. Something happens in front of you that indicates the near future, some inauspicious bad thing coming in your direction. That call omens. Apasagun, sakun. Like when you are starting your yatra, any of your journey, some species journey we are going. So you come out, and immediately if a black cat cross the road from left to right, considered to be very most inauspicious symptom. At that time, people are advised not to commence any more yatra, to return home. Otherwise, in near future, it is something bad thing, dangerous thing going to him. This is called omens, up to Sagun. So Arjuna here says, Vipritani Nimitani Chapasyami. I see some very great inauspicious omens, lakshana, apasum. Arjuna was trying to convince Krishna that this war, battle is not good for us. First of all, he said, Vipritani Nimitani Pasyami. I see inauspicious women's apasugun and sthreya na anupasyami. And I don't see any good thing. All everything happening bad. Then he explains what is the bad thing, what he is saying. Yat, because Rajya Sukh Lobhena Hantum Swajan Muddhata. We are eager, we are ready to kill our own men, kinsmen. For what reason? Rajya Sukh Lobhena, out of greed for royal pleasure. Why we are going to fight? His Arjuna said, yet Rajya Sukh Lobhena. Rajya Sukh. Rajya Sukh means royal pleasure. Out of greed for kingdom, royal pleasure, we are eager to kill Swajan. Swa means own, Jan means mine. We are ready, we are eager, we are very much enthusiastic to kill our own kinsmen, our own men. For what? Out of greed for royal pleasure. Thik nahi hai na? Out of greed, because I will become the emperor, king of Hastinapur, so all the army should be killed. Duryodhan should be killed, Karna should be killed, Bhishma should be killed. See, greed, he said, exactly word Arjun. Raj Sukh. Raj matlab kingdom, Sukh means pleasure, Lobh means greed. Out of intense greed for royal pleasure, for kingdom, we are ready to kill whom? Our own kinsmen, our own men. And so I can no longer stand even. So my body is trembling. I cast aside arrow and bow, Gandiva, right inside of the rath, seat. And he sat down on the chariot. This first chapter ends here. Arjuna advocated that the fighting is not good at all, very inauspicious. So we should not fight. And then second chapter begins with Krishna's way. In very beginning of almost beginning of course this is also beginning of second chapter, 5th or 5th. Krishna says, kutastvab kasmalidam visame samupasthitam. From where this kasmal, kasmal means dirt, gandagi, impurity, from where this impurity has come in your mind? Second word, kutas, त्वाम कस्मलम इदम विषमे समुपय इन ए वेरी सच ए क्रूशियल टाइम सच ए इंटेंस टाइम फ्रॉम वेयर दिस डर्ट हैज इंटर यून हार्ट कुतस फ्रॉम वेयर अर्जुन वाज थिंकिंग ही वाज थिंकिंग दैट कृष्ण विज पेट द सोल्जर सो वेल डन he was expecting that this is such a good region out of intense greed we are here ready to kill the it is not good at all and he was expecting that he will what to put the pet the but krishna opposite in that opposite side okay? whatever what thing is such a what is nice thing idea that we should not be overwhelmed by greed and we should not kill our own kinsmen. There is a kutastva kasmal vidam visame samupasthitam. Such a bad time. Not in proper time to think about. From where this dirt had entered your heart. This type of philosophy you are talking about and this type of like ideology, anarji, justam, it is not befitting for the person arj. Arj means one who knows the progressive value of life. Arj. Anarj, justam. It is completely against the ideology of arja, arjan. Anarj. The person who understand the value of progressive life, especially spiritual life, they don't think about, they don't maintain this theology, this ideology, this philosophy. Anarja justam aswargyam, this type of philosophy you are advocating, this type of ideology you are maintaining, that is, it will not promote you in the heavenly planet. It will degrade from your position, anarj justam aswargyam, and anarj justam aswargyam akritikaram, it will bring you infamy, bad reputation. People will not say very glorious. Your glory will diminish simply by maintaining this type of ideology, this type of philosophy. Anarja justam akritim karam Arjuna. And this is second verse of second chapter. Kalabhyam ma smagamah partha. Kalabhyam means weakness of heart. This is what we are talking, this is not very glorious thing. Kalabhyam means klib, importance. Import. What is this? This are talking about eunuch. Eunuch word is there. Eunuch.
Yeah, eunuch.
Eunuch.
Like a brahmachari. Right?
Yeah, brahmachari. Eunuch. Man, it is very bad. Kalabhyam. This type is like a eunuch. Eunuch. It is not good for you. It is not befitting warrior like you. Shudra hirdaya dar tyakto, give up, cast aside this ideology, this philosophy, and utishtha, stand, get ready for fighting. And then Arjuna talks, we are talking, you are talking about killing, katham bhismam aham sankhe doranam cha madhusudana ishubhi prati yosyami pujar arishudanam. Krishna, you are talking, I should stand and fight, kill. Katham aham bhismam. How you think that I would counter attack or attack bhisma, the most respectable personality of that age, or the family, the whole planet, bhisma, such a mahabhagavat. You think it is good to kill the bhisma? Katham bhismam, bhisma. We are surviving, Pandavas, we are surviving simply by mercy of Bhishmadev. if he would have not given protection to us, we would have killed. All the Dhritarashtra and all the family was ready to kill all the five Pandavas. Only Bhishma Pitamah who protected. In his life we had grown up, all the Pandavas. And Mahabhagavat, lifelong celibate, such a great personality, most respectable personality in the whole Kuru dynasty. How I dare attack or counter-attack Bhishma and Sankhe in the bed. Dronam, next person is Drona, who was the teacher. By his mercy, I am considered to be the topmost archer of the world of this time. Topmost archer, Dhanur Vidya, I have learned from him by his mercy. My guru, my spiritual master, my guru, teacher. How pujaro, they are pujara, pujaya or they are worthy to worship. And I used to do. Previously I was offering flowers in lotus feet and worshipping. And now Isubhi Prati Yosyami. How that I should Isu means arrows. How I will attack, how I will kill them by my own arrows. And then he talked about how you think that Bhishma Pitamah, I should kill Bhishma Pitamah, most respectable personality, honorable personality of the earth. Mahabhagavat, you know, there are 12 Mahabhagavatam who know the religious principle in perfect way. One of 12, only 12 person, whole creation, that only 12 great personalities, the dharma, parayana. Out of 12, Bhishmitism. Swambhu, Narado, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janko, Bhishmo, Bhishma, Balir, Vaya, Shikir, Vayam. So, Bhishma Pitamah and Dronacharya, my own teacher, my guru. And then he, now, further. Gurun Ahatva hi Mahanubhavan Sreyo Bhoktum Bhaksham Apiha Loke. Gurun Ahatva. Krishna said, if you will not kill them, you will not fight, then how you maintain yourself? You lose your kingdom. So, okay, that is okay. Ahatva, by not killing this Mahanubhavan, Gurun, superiors, my superiors, Vishnu Pitama, Dronacharya, and others also, Sreya Bhoktum Bhaksham Apiha Loke. I consider it is better to maintain myself by begging, by alms. Though a Kshatriya, it is very complete disgrace for me. I am Kshatriya. I am son of Maharaj Pandu, Emperor Pandu Maharaj. I am Kshatriya. I am not supposed to do that, but I prefer, it is better for me to maintain myself by begging alms than killing my superiors, Bhishma Pitamah and Dronacharya. And then, Hatpartha Kamastu Guru Nihayva Bhunji and Bhogan Rudhira Pradigdhan. First of all, if I will kill, certainly I may get kingdom, royal pleasure, but certainly I will spoil my higher plant next birth. I will be destined to put I will force to enter in the hellish planet. May I can enjoy by killing. I may get the kingdom, enjoy, but I will spoil my future life. I will be forced to enter in the hellish planet. In sinful life, killing. Killing spiritual master, Brahman, guru, who have taught me all archery, all the Dhanur Vidya, and Bhishma Pitamah Mahabhagavat, if I would kill, then certainly I will spoil my future life. And next word, hatvarth kamastu guru nihaiva bhunjiyan bhogan rudhira pradhika. In case you say, if I engage in sinful activity by killing Bhishma Pitamah Dronacharya, then what will happen? I may bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradhika. We would enjoy the bhogan, enjoyable thing, kingdom. And this word is Rudhira Pradigdha. Rudhir means blood. Pradigdha means the tainted by, stained by blood. The king, the throne, we will sit. That throne would be wet, tainted by blood. And blood of Swajan. So you are going to sit an asana. The asana is completely wet with the blood of Bhishma Pitamah. What a pleasure you get out sitting there. Koi aapko ananda aayega usme. But sitting a throne which is completely tainted, it is wet, soaked, the asana, which is the cushion, is completely soaked in the blood of Bhishma Pitamah, Dronacharya, Brahmanaja, Swajan, kings. And what pleasure I derive from that kingdom. Even we, bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdha, all our object of sense gratification, everything, it will be tainted, smeared. We will eat that rice, that will, or chapati, it will be smeared with, when you eat the chapati, what you smear on the top? Ghee. But that we are going to eat the bhog, kingdom, enjoy, that will be smeared with the blood. And blood of not like ordinary and ordinary animal. Swajan. Bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. Rudhir means blood, pradigdha means I don't know exact purpose. When you put rice with dal together, then rice is pradigdha by dal. So simply all enjoyable thing we are going to eat, our whole the royal pleasure, kingdom of Hastinapur, it will be tainted, everything will be tainted by blood of our kinsmen. So what is their pleasure anymore? Guru na hatva hi ma. It is better now to fight ahatva. If I will not kill, then certainly I prefer, it is better to maintain ourselves simply by begging, going house to house, door to door, collecting some alms and maintain. That I prefer. I don't want to live on the cost of life of our superior, Bhishma Pitamah Dronacharya. Gurun hatva hi mahanubhavan sreyo bhoktum bhaksham api haloke. In this world, it is better to survive, maintain ourselves by bhaksh, alms. Alm is his proper pronunciation. Alm. So collect and that. For a kshatriya, it is great disturbance, disgrace. Still, I prefer to do than killing my superiors. So, Arjuna, and why he is advocating that we should name? Why we are engaged? We ready came here, Kurukshetra. Yad raj sukh lobhena vayam swajan yad raj sukh lobhena yad raj sukh lobhena kaise wo word hai yad raj sukh lobhena uddata swajan mudde badam. I
The word is there.
Is almost the yad raj sukha swajan muddhata. We are very much ready to kill our own kinsman out of intense greed for Rajya Sukha, for royal pleasure. So Arjuna here trying to say that the yuddha battle war is not good at all. It is very bad for us. First of all, I don't see any auspicious thing. All inauspicious symptom is there. So we should not fight. And then next verse also talking similar fashion. Actually, Krishna starts speaking. So far, actual teachings of Krishna has not started. It has started from 11th verse. Krishna starts speaking real subject matter of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Asochya nan sochastum pragyavadam sabhasase gata sunagata sunsa nanu sochanti pande. From here, 11th verse, start actual subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Before it was like setting the scene in which context Bhagavad Gita was spoken. So, when Arjuna saw in the battlefield both sides, his own kinsmen, relatives, both sides, as soon as he saw that and he could understand that in battle they will be killed, everyone, and her heart became overwhelmed by compassion, daya, and he did not want to fight. So he presenting the logic, why I should not fight, because if I will kill them, though it is sinful activity, if I will fight with them, certainly I will spoil my heavenly plan. I will not go there. I will be degraded in hellish planet. And even if I may be engaged, I do in sinful activity, in this lok also, in the present life, this will also be not very much pleasing for me. Because bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradiptham. All royal pleasure, it will be tainted, smeared with the blood of our own relative. So, my dear Krishna, please don't force me to engage in the war affair. Let me refrain from, I don't want to fight. Okay, here I should stop. Very simple word. Gurun hatva, gurun ahatva, if I will not kill the gurun, superiors, then I have to maintain myself by begging, but I understand. It is better. Though I am kshatriya, but I prefer that one. And even I get that kingdom, I will kill, then what I will get? Kingdom. Sovereignty over earthly planet, kingdom of Hastinapur, and the whole kingdom will be smeared or tainted, earthquake, shock in the blood of relative. So what pleasure I will derive out of that throne, out of the seat, out of the food? I don't want to fight. ठीक है कोई एनी यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन आर कमेंट ही शुड नॉट हियर इन पर्पस प्रभुपाद टॉक अबाउट सी इन महाभारत टॉक्स अबाउट सच ए महाभागवत हाउ कम दैट Bhishma Pitamaha was fighting in the side from the for the Duryodhana, not for Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because the story, of course, this will take, I will not be able to finish that. Okay, by giving hint, one time, anyhow, he has made a promise. One promise was that I will remain celibate, brahmachari for whole life. And another was, whosoever would sit on the asana of Hastinapur, on the throne of Hastinapur, he had made promise to protect him. This was his kshatriya pratigya. He has taken a vow that whosoever sit on that particular throne of Hastinapur, I will protect him. So by the will of providence, at that moment, on throne who was sitting? Duryodhana.
But he was sitting unjustly. He was sitting unjustly on the throne.
Unjustly, whosoever is that sitting on that, I will. So that time he was sitting on that. So he was obliged, though he should not have done. And especially when, of course, he was protecting, and in return also he was maintained all the financial. Duryodhana was maintaining them. He was giving food and clothes and everything, comfort, all comfort was, they were maintained by Duryodhana. So, arthasya dasa, everyone of his das, servant of earth. Earth is not, earth means riches, wealth. Wealth is not servant of anyone, and every single person is servant. So since here Prabhupada talks about, because Bhishma and Drona were obliged to take the side of Duryodhana because of his financial assistance. Although they should not have accepted such a position simply on financial consideration. Financial consideration. Real fact, they see, after long, Santanu Maharaj, you know the very celebrated story. Bhishma Pitamaha was the son, father was Santanu and mother was Mother Ganga. He was son of Mother Ganga. But one point, Ganga Devi left Santanu Maharaj, and being a Kshatriya, such a passion king, he was not feeling very comfortable. He was not very feeling comfortable without wife. So what happened that once he was out in hunting for forest, that time he saw such a celestial, beautiful young woman, girl, Satyavati. Her name was Satyavati. Satyavati. She has such a fine skin. His whole body was fragrance as a lotus flower. Fragrance was coming out. So he became attracted. He wanted to marry Bhishma Pitamaha, Santanu Maharaj, father of Bhishma Pitamaha, approach her. He wanted to marry her, accept her hand in marriage. And the lady, girl, told him, okay, it is glorious for me. I am here, like my foster father is a fisherman, Shudra. It is very glorious for me to marry you. And once I will marry you, I will become the queen of Hastinapur. It is very glorious. But one thing, I am property of my father. If you want to marry me, please get consent my father. And then Santanu Maharaj approached the father and said that, okay, it is also very glorious. My daughter going to become a queen next moment. But one condition, really, if you want to marry my daughter, there is one condition that her, my daughter's spring son, should be in throne on the Hastinapur. He should be king. This was condition. Son of my daughter should be enthroned, he should be put on the throne. So, Santanu Maharaj did not accept this. No, no. I have already my own qualified son, very affectionate, very handsome, all qualified, Bhishma Pitam. He wanted to, so he was always dreaming that time will come then I will put Bhishma, that time he was on Devabharata, on the throne. So he couldn't, this I can go. And then return. But his mind was so much captivated by the beauty and fragrance of that lady. When he came in the kingdom, Hastinapur, always he was thinking. He became like mad. He was not taking proper bath. He was not eating nicely. He was not sleeping. He became like very disturbed, mad mind. So Devabharata Bhishma Pitamah wanted to understand what has gone wrong with my father. So he approached Santanu Maharaj, his father, Bhishma Pitamah, asking, but he did not tell anything. He hid everything. He did not want to say this thing to his son. Then Bhishma Pitamah went to minister who had accompanied him while hunting in the forest. And then he told everything. See, your father very much captivated. He wanted to marry Satyavati, a daughter, a girl in the forest. But her father made some condition. So still he could not forget he was very much enchanted by the beauty of that lady, girl. And same time he had great affection for you, he wanted to enthrone you on the kingdom and this country. Immediately Bhishma Pitamah went to now his would-be Nana. He would be Nana. Okay, this condition. You please marry your daughter, give your daughter in marriage to my father, and my father want to enthrone me, put me on the throne. I promise in front of you that I will not accept kingdom. Your son of your daughter, another my stepbrother, he will be sitting on the throne. And then it is very generous. He said, he become enlightened. It is generous, but it is not good enough. The father of the Satyavati told, it is very generous gift, no doubt. Very. But it is not good enough. Because according to religious principle, dharma, you are the actual, real heir of the kingdom. Because eldest son. So you may deny, you will not see it, but your son will claim. And then there will fighting will ensue in the kingdom. So he understood, Bhishma Pitamah understood it. Another promise. See, I promise that I will remain celibate brahmachari. So I will remain celibate brahmachari means I will not get any son, then my son will never claim. So your, what about grandson, he will. So then another, he put another condition. See, I am a Shudra family, weak, and in maybe other people some, he will not be very much strong to protect. Maybe he will sit on the throne, but any king, Kshatriya, they will attack. So at that time, now I promise you, I will not get married. First of all, that I will not accept the kingdom throne. Second, I will not marry, I will remain brahmachari. And whosoever will sit on that throne, I promise you that I will protect in all respect, without any hesitation. This is my vow. In front of, if you want any demigod, any, I am going to give you this promise. They get this, all the celestials, all the forest, please, any demigod, I am making this promise. They have given, he have taken a vow, that whosoever would sit on the throne of Hastinapur, I will. So he was obliged to give protection. Whosoever, wrong person, right person, bad. For that reason, he was obliged here, but he was obliged, such a Mahabhagavat, fighting against Yudhishthir Maharaj, fighting against Krishna, fighting against Arjuna. So this was very critical. Still we should not find any fault in the character of Bhishma Pitamaha, such a, well, that's a glorious personality. Okay, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Krishna was, Arjuna was giving so many arguments to Krishna, but before the war started, Krishna and Rudra went to Arjuna, went to Krishna to speak to him about the war, and so they knew that Krishna is the God, that's why they went there, or he was the superior, that's why they went there, and that time they consulted him, and then they, Krishna went, said, I'll go to Pandavas and I will not take anything. And Duryodhana saw them, but I take this argument. So these things was already they known to them that Krishna is the Lord. But still then, how this confusion came to them?
Yeah, one, in this regard, there is one verse in Mahabharata, spoken by Duryodhana. Janami dharmam nachame pravritti. I know what is the dharma, what I should do, but I have not any tendency to do that. Janami adharmam, and I know what is wrong thing, but I could not withdraw, I could not restrain from that. Kenapi devena hridisthitena, some superior, some devata is sitting in my heart, and he is directing. Helplessly I am doing, though I know that my desire to kill Yudhishthira is illegal. I know that. It is adharma. But I could not, क्या कहते हैं उसे, हम अपने को बचा नहीं पा रहे हैं. I could not help myself. I am very much enthusiastic to the adharma. And I know dharma, but I don't have no any tendency, I have not any impetus, I don't want any inspiration from within to do that. Kenapi devena hridisthitena, some deva is sitting in me, and he there is very nice, when Krishna was going for what, a compromise, sandhidut, then Draupadi came, when Krishna was about to come out from the palace. There, that time they were living in the Biratnagar. So everything that Krishna should go and make compromise, something should be done. And Draupadi came, and Draupadi said, my dear Krishna, don't do this one. You remember they have touched my hair. She was dragged. Dushasana caught hold of the hairs of Draupadi, and he dragged, practically dragged in front in the assembly, royal assembly, and they tried their level best to make her naked. So sister, you remember, you are going to make a compromise, please. Now Krishna said, yeah, outwardly I am going, but be sure that this compromise is not going to take place. I don't want any compromise. They must be killed. So for that reason, Krishna was as a Paramatma in the heart of Duryodhana also. Krishna outward, from outside, he was trying to convince him that he should divide the kingdom, half kingdom, or at last 5 villages should be given. But from within, Krishna was inspiring him not to accept any condition. Janami dharmam nachame pravritti. I know what is religious principle, dharma, but I have no inclination, no pravritti, tendency to do that. And janami adharma, I also know the what is adharma. I know that my whole activity, my desire, it is illegal. It is illicit desire to
observed all the kingdom. But what I can do? Kena api, he giving a blame to some dev, some kena api devena hirdi sthitena, hirdi, in the heart, situated some deva is sitting in my heart, and he is directing my wandering activity. So helplessly I am doing. Something, some glimpse. Okay, so, Prajap.
She is the mother of
Vyasadeva also. Yes, she is mother of Vyasadeva.
Before this marriage, she has given birth to Vedvyasadeva. Before marriage. Previously, when he took birth, the odor of fish, bad smell was coming out from her body. But Parashar Rishi, father of Vyasadeva, made her body fragrant. Beauty she was maintained, beautiful she was. Originally she was the daughter of Apsara. Somehow or other he entered in the womb of a fish and she was brought up by the fisherman. Otherwise she was very handful, Apsara from heavenly planet. Okay, here I should stop. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.